This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to this week's Parsha Shir. So we're continuing our discussion about food during a bread meal. Last week we covered the first half of the Mishnah in Brachas, brought on Brachas Mem Aleph on the base, that pas poteres kol mini meichel. The bread exempts all types of food. So you wash for a meal, let's say during the week, and you have some soup, you have a starter, a first course, you have a main course, or you do not make individual brachas on that food because the bracha of hamotzi on the bread covers all the food during a meal. And Mitzvah Hashem, in next week or a future week, we'll talk about desserts and fruits and things like that. But certainly the mainstay of the meal, the first course, the soup and the main course, that is definitely covered by the bread, the bracha you made of hamotzi lechem and aretz. But the Mishnah continues and says, V'yayin poter kol minei mashkim. Wine, however, exempts all other drinks. In the same way that bread patters all food, so too wine exempts all types of drinks. And therefore, let's say Shabbos morning, Kiddush, I come home, I make Kiddush on a glass of wine or grape juice, and then I have a coffee which is sitting on the table, I do not make a shahakal on that coffee, because that is covered by the bracha of Vopragofen, which I just made. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet says, moreover, that if it's in the middle of a meal, whilst the bread covers all the food and the drink that you would normally have in a meal, it does not cover the bracha of Bepragofen. And therefore, if I were to have a glass of wine during that meal, I would need to make a Bepragofen. And this is the most normal scenario where this appears is Shalashuddus. Sudash Lishit, if for the third meal on Shabbos you're sitting and you're having, and you've washed and you're having all different types of food, and you want to open a bottle of wine and have a glass of wine, you would have to make a Bepragofen. And the reason why people are not so familiar with that is because often when they would drink wine, it's during the meal on Friday night, and they don't make a Bepragofen again because they made Kiddush. And the Bepragofen would cover the wine that you're going to have, you know, very soon afterwards or during the course of the meal. But on Shalashuddus, where you haven't made Kiddush, then you would have to make a new Bepragofen. And whenever it is, I know, Monday lunch, you want a glass of wine with your food, then even if it's in the middle of a bread meal, you would need to make a new Bepragofen. It continues the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch, Yayin poter kol minei mashkin, afilu mibracha rishona. And wine exempts all liquids that you're subsequently going to have in that setting, even from the bracha rishona. Okay. In other words, certainly the bracha achrona, the brena fashas, you will not need to make because it's covered by the al hagefen that you make on the wine. But even the bracha rishona. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hoyil v'hayayin hu choshuv." Since wine is so important, eino nechshuv tofel lepas lahap lehipoter bibrachosay. It's not considered subordinate to the bread to be included in the brachas hamotzi, but rather it needs its own bracha of bepragofen. V'afilu kiven befeirush bebirchas hapas. Even if you had it in mind explicitly when you made the brach of hamotzi, lifter kol mashi yishte b'teicha suda loy mahani liyain. Even if you intended to include all liquids you're going to have during the course of the meal, it will not help for wine. Okay, and therefore, like I say, if you have wine during Shalashuddus, then you would have to make a new brach of v'bragofen and kiddush on Shabbos morning. If you have a coffee out, or if your intention is to have the coffee, you would not need to make a bracha of shahakol on that coffee. If you take a look at the next Mishnah Berurah in the middle of the page, if you're listening online, please email me at jdogolker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kol minei mashkim obilvad shiu lefonav al ha-shulchan. When is it true that the bracha of Bepragofen covers other drinks? If it's out in front of you on the table, at the time when you made a brach on the wine, even if it wasn't actually out, but your das was to have a coffee. So for example, Shabbos morning, I make a Bepragofen on the wine or grape juice, and I then have the coffees on the table, then for sure I don't make a shahakal on that coffee. But even if it wasn't yet on the table, but I have the intention to make a coffee straight after Kiddush, then I would not make a bracha on that. But it's better to avoid any doubt and to have that liquid, that drink, on the table at the time of Kiddush. So when you make the coffee, better to make it before you make Kiddush and put it on the table, make your hagofen, and then for sure you will not make a bracha on the coffee. V'da, she'im Kiddush alayayin, if you made Kiddush on wine, v'hoitzi acherim b'birchosoi, and you amoitzi other people with your bracha, im loy tayam mikesh al kiddush, if you didn't drink from the kiddush cup, v'roitzim nishtois shari mashkin, and you then want to go and drink other drinks, af shahoy lefnehem b'shas shev birech, even if it was in front of you when you made the bracha on the wine, tzrichim levarech ala mashkin, then you would have to make a bracha, ki atam she'in poitehu mishum shekol hamashkin tefeinim loy, because the reason why you don't make a bracha on other drinks is because they are tofel, they are subordinate to the wine. That reason doesn't apply. And therefore, to just summarize, when, let's say for example, Kiddush Shabbos morning, I'm sitting down and I make a ber pragofen, the coffee is out there, then for sure I don't make a bracha of shehakol on that coffee. Let's say I'm sitting with my wife, and she also sitting there at Kiddush and also has a coffee in front of her. Then she, if she doesn't drink from the bracha of the case of benching, she will need to make a bracha on her coffee. Because when do we say that the ber pragofen exempts other drinks at that setting? Only when you actually drank from the ber pragofen, from the wine or the grape juice. But if you didn't, then you would have to make a new bracha on the drinks that are out there. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Hagefen will only exempt other liquids if you drink a cheekful, which is approximately 2 ounces. The Aruch HaShulchan says this doesn't apply to Kiddush, but the Mishnah Berurah questions this, and it's best to avoid the problem by drinking a cheekful, but that's the principle. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.